Today we continue our study on the book of Genesis.
今日我哋继续读创世记。
Let's open the first page of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1.
我哋将系揭创世记第一章。
The Bible is God's revelation to man.
圣经系神对人嘅启示。
What is the Bible about?
到底圣经系乜嘢呢？
After all, the Bible is a very thick book.
因为圣经是非常厚的一本书。
Do you know what is the focal message of the Bible?
你知不知道圣经那个焦点在哪里呢？
The Bible is all about creation.
整本圣经是有关到创造。
And new creation.
也都有关到新的创造。
The Bible is about the work of God, the creator.
这个圣经是有关到神这位创造者和他的工作。
We'll see in the very opening sentence of the Bible.
当我们看到圣经第一章第一节的时候，我们看到了。
It says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初，神创造天地。
So the Bible, from start to finish, is all about creation and new creation.
因此，整本圣经由头到尾都是有关到神的创造。
But here in Genesis, we are talking about the material creation.
在创世纪是有关到物质这个世界的创造。
This is the first creation.
这个是第一个创造。
But not the last one.
但不是最后一个的创造。
Genesis chapter 1 also speaks of the making of man in God's image.
创世纪里面也都是提及到神的造人是按着他的样式是做人。
But that is the earthly mankind.
但这个是地上人类的创造。
The earthly mankind is the first mankind, but not the last.
创造地上肉质上的人是第一个的创造，但是并非最后一次的创造。
So there is a old mankind and there is a new mankind.
因此有旧的人类，也都有新的人类。
Which the Bible later talks about.
新的人类是圣经后期会再讲的。
So although we base our study this morning on Genesis chapter 1,
虽然今天我们的信息是基于创世纪第一章
and chapter 2,
也都是讲到第二章。
Our goal today is to gain an overview of God's new creation plan of the whole Bible.
但是我今天的信息是特别的目的，是将到讲到神是新的创造一个整体的计划，我们会讲出来。
And this creation plan of the new creation spans the entire Bible.
这个新的创造的计划是在整本书的圣经里面都充满着这个计划。
But we start from Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
但是今天开始，我们首先讲创世纪第一章和第二章。
Genesis chapters 1 and 2 are two separate accounts of God's creation.
在创世纪第一章和第二章是将神的创造两个不同的描述讲出来。
Now, these two accounts share a similar focus.
但这两个不同的描述都是有共同点。
But with distinctive emphasis.
但是它的焦点是不同的。
Genesis chapter 1 says that God created this material world by his word.
是创世纪第一章是讲到神创造这个物质的世界呢，是藉着他的话语。
The term God said occurs 11 times in chapter 1.
在第一章里面，神说出现了11次。
God said, and it was so. The sentence, and it was so, occurs 7 times.
每一次说神讲，于是就是这样成就了。有七次咁多出现咗。
What does this repetition wants to tell us?
咁呢个重重复复嘅字眼系话俾我听乜嘢呢？
It tells us that by the word of Yahweh the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts.
整个天地宇宙系透过神嘅话语、神嘅命令，万象系透过神口中所出嘅气成立。
Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of this world stand in awe of Yahweh.
愿天地敬畏神，愿凡有血气的在神面前 係有敬畏嘅心。
For God spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast.
因為神所說嘅每一句話語就成就，佢所每一個嘅命令亦都實現。
I just quoted from Psalm 33, verse 6 to 9.
我刚才所讲的是取自于诗篇三十三章
六至第九节，
第六节至第九节。
Such is the authority of God's word.
在这里看到神的话语那个的权柄。
Such is the power of God's word to create.
就看到神的话语那个能力是透过话语创造整个天地。
The moment God speaks,His will is done straight away.
神一讲说话的时候，他的命令就成就了。
That's why Genesis chapter 1 keeps repeating, God said and it was so.
所以在第一章里面不断创世纪话到，每次说神所说，他就变成是这样，有七次这么多。
But when you come to Genesis chapter 2, the emphasis is different.
当他去到第二章的时候，焦点又有点不同了。
Chapter 2 says, Yahweh God himself came to this world.
在第二章里面说，神 Yahweh 来到这个世界里面。
As if from our human point of view,
好像从人类的角度去看呢，
Yahweh God has come down from heaven to our world.
好像 Yahweh 神从天上来到世界一样。
Perhaps by a coincidence, in chapter 2, I counted 11 times the term Yahweh God.
或者是偶然，在第二章里面，我数算了 Yahweh 神这个字出现了11次。
Just as the term God said occurs 11 times in chapter 1,
正如第一章里面神说有11次。
In chapter 2, Yahweh God occurs 11 times also.
在第二章，耶和神这个字也都出现了十一次。
Genesis 2 verse 4, Yahweh God made earth and heaven.
在第二章第四节说到，创造天地的来历，在耶和神造天地的日子乃是这样。
In verse 7, it says, Then Yahweh God fashioned man of dust from the ground.
第七节这么说到，Yahweh 神用地上的尘土造人。
Verse 8, And Yahweh God planted a garden and placed the man there.
跟住第八节话到， Yahweh 神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
I jump to verse 16.
我跳到第十六节。
And Yahweh God commanded the man.
Yahweh 神吩咐他说，
In verse 18,
第十八节,
Then Yahweh God said, It is not good for any human being to be alone.
Yahweh 神说, 那人独居不好。
Verse 19, And out of the ground, Yahweh God fashioned every animal out of the ground.
在十九节, Yahweh 神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。
Verse 22, And Yahweh God fashioned into a woman from the rib of the man.
跟住22节, Yahweh 神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他在人面前。
11 times Yahweh God.
11次, Yahweh 神出现在第二章。
The emphasis of chapter 2 is that God didn't stay in heaven to create things.
神不是留在天上，乃是做地上的创造。
Yahweh himself came to earth.
神亲自来到这个世界。
He planted a garden by his own hands.
他栽种一个的伊甸园是给人。
He designed and fashioned the human being with his own hands.
他亲自用的手做人。
He was on earth.
Yahweh 神是在地上。
He did not leave it.To an agent, a representative.
他没有透过一个所谓的经纪人或者一个中间人去做这个世界。
Now, this term is Yahweh God. What does it want to say?
Yahweh 神这个字呢，到底是说什么呢？
It wants to say that the creator of the universe has a name.
创造主有一个名字的。
His name is Yahweh.
他的名字就是 Yahweh。
By the way, the name of the creator is not Jesus.
大家应该知道，创造主不是耶稣。
The name of God is Yahweh.
这个创造主的名字叫 Yahweh.
Not Jesus.
不是耶稣。
Although the name Jesus actually means Yahweh is salvation.
雖然耶穌的名字是叫做 Yahweh 神是救人。
Let's come back to Genesis chapter 1.
我們再重複去翻創世記第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 28 tells us that God made man in his image.
是在創世記第一章26節和28節告訴我們神按著祂的形象做人。
But it doesn't mean that human beings are automatically like God.
但是不是等於人立刻好像神一樣。
But it does mean that God has put the potential into man to develop into God's actual image.
神按住祂的形象去做人的時候，人是有這個可能性能夠發展到成為神的樣式。
Chapter 1 talks about potential.
所以第一章里面开始已经讲到这个潜质和可能性。
Genesis chapter 2 and 3 talks about practice.
第二章和第三章是讲到实践。
Yahweh began to train the man up.
Yahweh 神开始就训练这个人了。
And Yahweh tested the man with a command.
神亦都开始试炼人，按着他的话语去试炼人。
But unfortunately, the man failed the very first test.
但很可惜，大家都知道，这个人第一个的试炼，他已经失败。
You see, the training of man only had just begun.
你要知道，试炼人呢，只不过是一个的开始。
The training and the preparation of man is unfinished.
一个去神去训练人，同埋继续去训练人，只不过是一个的开始。
Adam had failed to reach God's image.
但很可惜，亚当失败，他不能够达到神那个形象。
So Genesis chapter 2 is saying that God's work of training man is left unfinished.
因此在第二章里面告诉我们，神训练人这个工作是未完成的。
It must go on.
是需要继续。
Actually, Genesis chapter 1 also hints at God's work of training man being unfinished.
但在第一章里面，只不过一个的提示，是说神去训练人的工作是未完成。
The sentence, God saw it was good, occurs a total of 7 times in chapter 1.
当神用的话语说要做的时候，后来是神看着是好的。是有七次咁多。
So we will see this repeating itself. And God said, "Let there be light," and it was so. And God saw the light was good.
要有光就有光，神看了之后是好的，不断又重复，有七次咁多。
Whatever God creates by His command, He saw it was good.
每一次神所做嘅，佢睇咗之后，佢觉得是好的。
Like I said, this sentence, God saw it was good, occurs 7 times in chapter 1.
正如我所说，在第一章里面，神看是好的，是在七次那么多。
Chapter 1 verse 4, God saw the light was good.
在第四节里面，神看光是好的。
Verse 10,
第十节，
God saw the dry land being separated from the sea. It was good.
神看到这个旱地和水分开之后，神看着是好的。
Verse 12,
第十二节，
And then God caused vegetation to grow on earth.
神使到地上生一个蔬菜果实。
He saw how the earth was full of vegetation. It was good.
当神看到这个地上充满蔬菜和果实的时候，神看是好的。
Verse 18,
第十八节，
When he saw the sun and the moon in place,It was good.
当神看到这个日头和这个月亮是在地在天上的时候，神看是好的。
Now we are coming closer to the apex, to the climax of God's creation.
慢慢我们开始去到这个神创造的高峰里面。
Verse 21,
21节，
When he saw the birds in the sky and the marine life in the oceans, it was good.
当神看到天上的飞鸟、海上的鱼类的时候，神看着是好的。
Verse 25,
25节，
When God saw all the land animals He created, it was good.
当神看到地上所有的走兽的时候，神看着是好的。
Up to this point, I counted 6 times of It was good.
当我去到呢度嘅时候咧，已经有六次咁多神看着是好的。
And then comes verse 26.
嗱，当我哋去到第26节嘅时候
，God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
神就话，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人。
And so he made man in his image.
因此，神做人，按着佢样式去做。
Putting the potential into man.
将到呢个可能性能够成为个样式放在人里边。
And then we search and we look, we don't see God saw and it was good.
但系我哋睇唔到呢个字眼，神看着是好的呢个字眼喎。
So when God had made man in his image, did he think it was good or did he not think it was good?
所以我哋会有一个考虑，当神做人按住个样式嘅时候。到底神有冇讲得是好，抑或唔好呢
？There appears to be some hesitation, or at least a pause in God saying it was good.
好似系喺呢度嘅时候咧，有一个嘅停留咗喺度，好似有少少疑问到，到底神觉得做人系唔系呢个形象系咪好咧，抑或唔好呢
？Well, the Bible doesn't say it was not good.
呢个圣经冇话到。冇话唔好。
Yet the Bible doesn't say it was good.
但系圣经里边亦都冇讲到是好的。
That's very strange.
啊，好奇怪喎。
Until we come to the last sentence of chapter one.
但系当我去到第一章最尾一节嘅时候
，First 31
系31节。
And God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning, day six.
第喺三十一节里边讲到乜嘢咧？神看着一切所做的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
When did God finally say it was very good？
到底几时神讲系好呢
？Not the moment He just made man。
唔系刚刚佢做人嘅时候。
But when we had finished all that He had made。
当佢完成所有错嘅创造。
This appears to be a hint that when man was first made, man had not reached his full potential to become God's image.
呢好似有一个嘅少少嘅提示，当人被造嘅时候，系未达到神真正嘅形象。
Now, if this conclusion is correct,
如果呢个系对嘅话呢
？The work in day six is unfinished.
就系第六日嘅工作系未完成。
Day six is ongoing still.
就系话俾我哋听，第六日事实上系进行紧嘅。
Day six points to the future.
第六日系讲到将来。
If this is correct,
如果系对嘅话
，then day seven is future.
第七日就系讲到将来。
God needs to transform man to become His image.
神要继续要改变人成为佢样式。
And that has not happened.
呢件事系未完成。
Actually, just as chapter 1 and chapter 2 hints at the need for a new creation.
正如创世纪第一章提示到系需要一个嘅新嘅创造。
Genesis chapter 6 to chapter 8 also hints at a new creation.
创世纪第六章同第八章亦都提示到一个新嘅创造。
In Genesis chapter 6, we saw Noah and his building of a huge ark.
系喺第六章里边有一个人就系呢个挪亚，佢做方舟。
And that is the way to be saved from the destruction of the flood.
做呢方舟嘅原因咧，系使到拯救挪亚一家能够脱离呢一个嘅洪水嘅消灭。
Now, strictly speaking, after the flood, there was a new beginning for the world.
严格嘅讲，当系呢个洪水之后呢，呢个世界已经有一个重新嘅开始啦。
There was a new beginning for mankind.
呢个对人类类人嚟讲系一个新嘅开始。
But a new beginning is not the same as a new creation.
嗱，一个新嘅开始唔系等于一个新嘅创造喎。
But after all, that chapter hints at the precondition for the new creation to take place.
提示。
一个条件
系点样一个嘅新嘅开始
？The old must die，
旧一定要过去，一定要除灭。
Before the new can begin，
若果唔除灭嘅时候，新系不能够开始嘅。
What is the old？
到底旧系乜嘢
？Genesis chapter 6 tells us，
创世纪第六章话俾我哋听。
First two，
第二节。
In the old mankind， every person follow his or her own way。
嗰个 旧的人类呢，每个人按住自己的心意行事的。
If you want it, do it.
你想做呢，就去做。
You feel like it, just do it.
你喜欢的话，你就按住你的心意去做。
Who cares what the law says?
我都不理神是讲什么，我总之随个心意去做。
Who cares what others think?
我也都不想到别人是怎样看。
You feel like it, just do it.
你想做就做。
That's the characteristic of the old mankind.
这个就是旧人类的本性。
That is the root of human's trouble.
这个是人灾祸的根源。
Self-centeredness.
就是自我为中心。
The old mankind care not for God.
旧的人类呢，不关顾到神。
What is the new mankind like?
到底新的人类是怎样的呢？
Noah is a hint at the new mankind.
挪亚本身就是告诉我们新人类这个本质。
Noah hints at the new creation by Yahweh.
挪亚就是神透过他给我们一个新人类的提示。
The Bible says in chapter 6 verse 9 that Noah is a perfect man in his generation.
挪亚在第六章里面是创世纪就告诉我们在当时的社会当中，挪亚一个新人。
Let me summarize.
我们总结。
Whether in Genesis chapter 1 and 2,
无论是创世纪第一章或者第二章,
or Genesis chapter 6 to 8,
或者第六章至第八章,
these passages hint at a future new creation in seed form.
这些全部的经文呢，提示新人类。
Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is about the material creation.
創世記第一同第二章係有關到物質嘅世界。
We may call it old creation.
我哋可以講到係舊嘅創造。
And Adam represents the first person of the old mankind.
亞當咧係舊人類嘅第一個人嘅。
So Genesis is about the old creation.
因此創世記係有關舊嘅創造。
But the Hebrew prophets spoke of a new creation.
但是希伯来先知他提及到新的创造。
They predicted a new creation to come.
他预先已经告诉他们，将来一个新的创造会来临。
And when you come to the New Testament scripture,
当你去到这个新约圣经的时候，
it's all about new creation.
就全部是讲到有关新的创造。
The message of the New Testament scripture is this. The new creation of Yahweh has already begun.
新约圣经里面那个的信息是就是 Yahweh 的新创造已经开始。
That project is in progress today.
这个策划现在进行着。
In the New Testament scripture,
就在这个新约圣经里面，
Jesus Christ is the first person of the new mankind.
耶稣就是这个新人类的第一个首先。
Jesus is appointed the leader of Yahweh's new creation.
耶稣是 Yahweh 神新人类的领袖。
Let's turn to the prophet Isaiah.
我们看一下以赛亚书
Chapter 40,
第四十章。
You will find the prophet Isaiah right in the middleof the Bible.
你睇到以赛亚书刚刚系整本圣经嘅中间。
So from the beginning of the Bible, we come to the middle section of the Bible.
嗱，刚才咧，我哋去到圣经嘅头一本书，现在去到圣经中间，以赛亚书第四十章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, we'll read from first 3 to 5.
以赛亚书四十章三至第五节。
A voice is calling, clear the way for Yahweh in the wilderness.Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of Yahweh will be revealed, and all flesh, that is all people, will see it together. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Because the Creator has said so,His will be accomplished straight away.
因为我们的创造主是所说的，凡是所说的一定会成就。
Verse 3 begins with a voice is calling.
第三节开始的时候又说到有人声喊着说。
And this refers to an announcer, a herald of Yahweh's coming to earth.
就是讲到一个宣传神话语的先锋。
And the announcement is that Yahweh will come to this earth again.
到 Yahweh 再一次会翻到去呢个世界。
Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, he says.
佢话咧就系要修平呢个旷野道路俾 Yahweh 嚟。
In my English Bible, the Lord is spelled in capital letters.
喺英文圣经里边咧，呢个主呢个字咧系大写嘅。
But it is a representation of the Hebrew name Yahweh.
事实上系代表 Yahweh.
Verse 5.
第五节。
When he comes, all mankind will see his glory.
当Yahweh神翻嚟嘅时候咧，凡有血气嘅必然可以睇到。
Verse 6 to 8.
第六至第八
节。A voice says again.
有个人声再继续讲啦。
Call out.
你喊叫吧。
And then the announcer asks, "What should I say?"
到底我讲乜嘢呢？
The answer is verse 8. The grass withers, the flower dies, but the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Just like Genesis chapter 1.
正如是創世記第一章。
The word of God, the word of Yahweh is powerful.
神的話，神的命令是很充滿能力的。
When the Creator speaks, His will be accomplished straight away.
創造主講的說話，必定會立定祂的命令。
There are many ways to address God in an indirect way.
稱呼神可以轉接地去稱呼佢
，The Most High，
至高者
，The Holy One，
聖潔者
，You can call him the Word of Yahweh，
亦都可以稱呼佢 Yahweh 神的道或者 Yahweh 神嘅話語
，Or in short the Word，
或者好簡單道。
The Word is actually a metonym for Yahweh，
道呢個字咧根本係神嘅
一個借語，
一個借語呀。
Let's read also verse 9 to 11.
我哋睇第九节至到第十一节。
What will happen when Yahweh arrived on earth?
当 Yahweh 神来到世界时候，有啲咩事情发生呢？
Verse 9.
第九节。
Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, Here is your God. Look. The Lord Yahweh will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Look, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. On the one hand, Yahweh is mighty in word.
一方面睇到神话语嘅大能。
On the other hand, when he comes, he's very gentle with those who are weak.
但是另一方面，当他临到的时候，他对那些软弱的非常温柔。
Verse 10 says, when he arrives on earth, he has prepared good gifts for man.
他说到，当亚维神来到的时候，他预备赏赐给人类。
What are his gifts? We'll find out in a moment.
赏赐是什么呢？迟些我们会讲。
But notice in verse 9.
但我们看第九节。
Good news.
就是好的信息。
Two times. Good news.
两次讲到好的信息。
The gospel means good news.
福音就是这好的信息。
Let's turn now to Isaiah chapter 65.
我们去以赛亚书第65章。
And verse 17.
是第17节。
Chapter 65 of Isaiah and verse 17.
以赛亚书第65章17节。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind.
看啊，我做新天新地，以前的事不再被纪念，也不再追思。
So here in the middle of the Bible, we see the most important prophecy.
我们看到整本圣经中间这个很重要的预言。
One day, Yahweh, the Creator, would come to earth again.
有一天，创造主Yahweh神会再回到来这个世界。
Once again, with his hands, he will create a new mankind.
他手做新的人类。
Let's turn now to the New Testament scripture.
我们是转去新约圣经。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
约福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
是在新约约翰福音
We'll read from verse 1 to 3.
我们读第一节到第三节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
第一节第三节，圣经是这么讲，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。
The opening words of verse 1 are in the beginning.
第一章第一节里面讲太初有道，或者呢另一个翻译是起初。
This is an unmistakable reference to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
跟创世纪一章一节是完全一样的。
You see, the Bible you're holding in your hand today has verse and chapter numbering system.
现在我用的圣经呢，有章、有节、有号码。
Ancient Bible had no chapter verse numbering system.
但原本的圣经呢，是没有章节号码的系统的。
Chapter verse system was added to the Bible much later on.
是章节系嗰啲号码呢，是以后呢先加入去的啫。
With so many books in the Bible,
咁圣经有咁多本书。
How do the ancient people refer or quote a passage in the Bible without the system?
好啦，以前嗰啲人咧，咁多本圣经又冇章节又冇分行嘅时候咧，啲人点知边个系打边个边本书咧
？When the writer wrote the Gospel of John, the Hebrew Bible had no verse chapter numbering system.
当呢一个作者写约翰福音嘅时候，呢希伯来嘅圣经里边咧系冇章节同埋呢个号码嘅系统嘅。
To quote the book of Genesis, you would quote the opening words.
你要讲创世纪嘅时候呢，你要讲开头嗰句说话。
Genesis opens with these: In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪话起初神创造天地。
Gospel of John chapter 1 is clearly referring you to Genesis chapter 1.
所以好清楚话俾你听。约翰福音作者是将我们带到去创世纪第一章
telling you that you're reading about a new creation.
就话俾我听，现在我们读约翰福音是讲到神新的创造。
Genesis chapter 1 is the material old creation.
创世纪第一章是讲旧创造旧的世界。
When you come to the New Testament scripture, you're reading about the new creation.
但是当你去这个新约的时候，我们是读神的新的创造。
What is the word in John 1?
到底道是讲什么呢？
It doesn't sound quite mysterious.
你是不是觉得好像很奥妙呢？
And ambiguous.
是好像很模糊呢？
But not if you understand that God has many indirect ways of calling him.
其实不是的，称呼神有很多不同的方法。
The word of Yahweh is one of the ways.
其中一个方法就是神的道，神的话语就是指向神。
Or in short, the word.
简短来说就是说道。
Here the word refers to Yahweh, our creator.
道就是指 Yahweh 神自己。
Oh, by the way, the word here doesn't refer to Jesus.
你清楚要知道，这个道不是指耶稣。
In verse 1 and the second sentence, And the word was with God.
第一节里面的第二句，道与神同在。
And this is repeated in verse 2. He was beginning with God.
第二节呢，也都重复这个说话，这道太初与神同在。
As if to suggest to the readers, there is a second person different from God, the Creator.
当你读的时候呢，你有个错觉，以为好像有另一位是跟这个创造主一起。
But the translation, the word was with God, was a mistake.
道与神同在，这个与呢，那个翻译是错误的。
And there are two Greek words that can express with somebody.
希腊文里面呢，当你说与或者同他的时候呢，有两个希腊文呢是用的。
One is meta.
一个是 meta.
Another Greek word that can say with somebody is the word syn.
另一个希列文呢就用 syn，
syn，
系 syn 就用呢个字啦。
Sometimes the spelling would change to sym。
有时呢呢、这个字可以串为 sym 嘅。
To say the word was with God, a Greek writer would use the word meta or syn。
中佢话到咧，道与神同在嘅时候咧，呢、这个嘅作者到底佢用呢个 meta 要用 syn 咧？
But here, the word is not meta, nor is sin.
但是看约翰福音的语字又不是用 sin, 又不是用 meta。
The word is prostheon.
真正用的字是 prostheon.
The Greek word pros means the word was referring to God.
Pros 这个字呢是指到神自己本身。
So the word refers to God.
所以因此真正的翻译应该话道是讲到神。
Let's read verses 1 to 3 again, correctly from the Greek.
现在重新读约翰福音第一章第一至到三十三节，正确的去读同埋明白佢。
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
And the word referred to God.
道是指耶和华神。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
This was in the beginning referring to God.
这道太初就是指神。
All things came into being by him.
万物是藉着神做的。
And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
凡被做的没有一样不是藉着神做的。
So what it is saying here is just the same as Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
这个作者约翰根本上就是叫我们带回到去创世纪第一章。
God in the beginning created the first world by his word.
在开始的时候，耶和神他是用他的话语的道创造这个世界。
Yahweh is the only creator.
耶和神是唯一的创造主。
Oh, by the way, Jesus is not the creator.
耶稣不是这位创造主。
Now, Jesus actually is not even an assistant or a co-creator.
耶稣也不是协助神创造宇宙。
Let's come to verse 4.
我们第四节。
If verse 1 to 3 refers to Yahweh, then verse 4 also refers to Yahweh.
到第一到三节是讲到是 Yahweh, 道就是 Yahweh 时的时候，第四节同样是讲到是 Yahweh。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不照十个。
Yahweh is the creator.
Yahweh 神就是那位创造主。
He is the source of life.
他是生命源。
And because of that, Yahweh is also called the light of man's salvation.
就因为这个缘故， Yahweh 亦都称为光，人救恩之光。
In verse 6 to verse 8,
六至第八节。
It talks about a man with the name of John the Baptist.
是提到一个人名叫施洗约翰。
It says in verse 6, there came a man sent from God whose name was John.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
Verse 7 and 8.
七至第八节。
John came for a witness. He might bear witness to the light, that is to God, that all might believe through John's witness.
这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是为光作见证。
That's correct. John the Baptist was not the light, of course.
施洗约翰当然不是那位光。
The light referred to Yahweh.
光就是 Yahweh 神。
But John the Baptist was an announcer, a herald of Yahweh's coming to earth.
但是施洗约翰他是宣传好消息，是来到世界上，是作光的见证。
So, verse 6 to verse 8 here refer us back to Isaiah chapter 40.
但是第六至到第八节呢，事实上是去回以赛亚书第四十章。
When all preparation was ready, prophet Isaiah said, Yahweh would come, and all human beings will see his glory together.
以赛亚先至话到，当预备好神的道的时候，耶和神就会来了。一切血气的必然看到耶和神的荣耀。
Well, let's read on.
我们继续读。
Verse 9 to verse 13.
9至13节。
There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people, but those who were his own people did not receive him. Mark verse 12 and 13. But as many as those who received him, that is Yahweh, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
第十二节，凡接待他的，这个他就接待耶和华的，就是信耶和华名的人，耶和华就赐他们权柄作神耶和华的儿女。
To become children of Yahweh.
成为神的儿女。
That means a new mankind.
这个就是新的人类了。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Children of God were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. This is the reward, the gift that Yahweh has prepared when he came to earth.
刚才我们问一个问题，到底神给人赐什么的恩赐呢？这个就是了。使到人系从神里边生出嚟。
So this section, this long section, is telling us that the prophecy in Isaiah 40 has been fulfilled. Yahweh has come into our world.
呢个系经节话耶和华神来到世界当中，意思就话俾你听，以赛亚书四十章事实上已经开始进行紧噶啦。
Yahweh, our God has come.
我哋耶和华神已经来到呢个世界。
Again, he has come.
他已经来到了世界。
He walked on earth.
他在地上行走过。
His hand touched the things we touch.
他的手掂过我哋，亦都掂过嘢。
He has come with a purpose to kick start a new creation.
他来到是唯一一个目的，开始这个新的创造。
In the first creation, he acted alone. There was no one to help him.
第一个的创造的时候，只有自己独自去创造，冇人帮佢嘅。
But this second and new creation, he had an agent.
第二次的创造的时候呢，新约里边呢，佢有人帮佢嘅。
He established this new creation in a person called Jesus and through Jesus.
佢嘅新创造点样样呢？佢系在耶稣嘅里边，亦都透过耶稣做呢个新嘅创造。
That's why later on in verse 14 to 18, you begin to see the name Jesus Christ appearing.
所以你就第二喺约福音第一章十四到第十八节，你开始睇到耶稣基督嘅名字喺呢个新创造里边。
The name Jesus does not appear in verse 1 to 13.
但系耶稣呢个名咧系第一章一至十三节从来冇出现嘅。
The name Jesus only appears in verse 17.
第十七节先至开始嘅。
Let's read verse 14.
我哋读第十四节。
And the Word, that is Yahweh, became flesh, that is a human being, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节系咁读：道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满地有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The first four words are significant. The Word became flesh.
头嗰四个字非常重要噶，道成肉身。
Or the Word became a human being.
道就系神嘅位，成为咗人。
But this.Is only poetic language. It is not meant to be taken literally.
不过呢，这个嘅说话呢，系一个用诗词嚟表达啫，唔能够直接明白嘅。
The word became flesh does not mean that Yahweh God had changed into a human being.
道成肉身呢个四个字呢，唔系等于 Yahweh 神成为人。
Yahweh God could appear in the form of a human being, but being true God, he does not and he will not change into a human being.
Yahweh 神可以用人的形象可以出现，但一个真神他不会变成人的。
So the word became flesh is only poetic language.
因此道成肉身这四个字呢，是用一个用诗词去表达的啫。
But what does it mean?
到底是什么意思呢？
It means Yahweh has come to live in a human being, Jesus.
Yahweh 住在耶稣这位人里面。
For the first time, God has entered into human life.Before, as the creator, he observed human life.
以前这位耶和华神，他不 斷觀察人。
He understood human life from a distance, but now he entered into human life.
現在佢親自進入到耶穌基督裏面。
This is a new state of being for God.
呢個神嘅狀況係一個好新嘅。
This state of existence is unprecedented.
神住在人度裏面咧，係從來冇發生過，係史無前例嘅。
This is the most astonishing revelation of the whole New Testament scripture.
呢個新約裏面咧，一個非常重要一個啟示。
Yahweh living in the man Jesus means also this.
Yahweh 住在耶穌基督裏面。另一個意思也係咁解。
It means that Yahweh filled Jesus with all His fullness.
神將佢整個嘅榮耀住在耶穌基督裏邊。
Elsewhere in the New Testament, it tells us.
喺呢個新約裏邊，另一段聖經裏邊話俾我哋聽。
All the fullness of deity dwells in Jesus in bodily form.
因為神本性一切的豐盛都有形有體地居住在基督裡面。
It was God's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus.
因為父喜歡叫一切的豐盛在他裡面居住。
The result of Yahweh filling Jesus with his fullness.
当神将佢有形有体整个荣耀住在耶稣基督里边，结果系点样样呢
？When people saw Jesus, they saw the glory of Yahweh.
当人睇到耶稣基督，佢就睇到耶和神嘅荣耀啦。
Full of grace and truth.
系充满真理同埋恩典。
This is what it means in verse 14. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we saw His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个就是第十四节里面的意思了。道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Let's jump to verse 18.
我们跳去第十八节。
No man has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
First of all, in verse 14, the only begotten refers to Jesus.
独生子，这个独生子呢，是讲到耶稣基督。
The word only begotten in Greek actually means unique.
独生子呢，事实上是独一无二的意思。
But when we come to verse 18,
但是看到第十八节的时候，
in my English translation, it says, Jesus is the only begotten God. Jesus has explained the Father.
嗱，呢度我呢个英文圣经咧就话到，没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生神将他表明出来。
This is another very serious, very misleading translation of the Bible.
嗱，当你睇到呢个时候咧，呢个字非常有误导性嘅。
The only begotten God should be translated the unique Son.
佢嗰本英文圣经咧就系。父怀里的独生神呢，是应该是翻译为独生子。
So no one has seen God or can see Him.
所以从来没有人呢见到神。
But by living in Jesus and speaking through Jesus, Yahweh was able to reconcile the world to Himself.
但是住在基督耶稣里面的时候呢，与耶稣基督呢就是沟通的时候。Yahweh 神呢就可以藉基督呢与世人和好了。
Let's read 12 and 13 again.
我们再读第十二和十三节。
In order to take part in the new creation, a person must be born again.
你要参与这个新的创造的时候，你一定呢要透过重生。
But there is a condition.
但是呢是有条件的。
The old must die before the new can come.
你旧有一定要死去除去，若唔除去咧，新嘅唔能够开始。
A person must die to her old self.
呢个人系一定要向自我死去。
And trust in the name of Yahweh.
都系咧相信耶和华神。
and receive him, welcome him into your life.
要将佢咧接受佢喺你嘅生命里边。
Let's now turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我哋揭去哥罗西书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
第二章第九节。
For in him, that is in Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督耶稣里面。
Now let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
嗱，我哋揭去前面一章，第一章。
And read verse 19.
第十九节。
Actually, we like to read from verse 19 all the way to 20.
嗱，我哋十九节到第二十节。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all his fullness to dwell in him, that is in Jesus, and through him, that is through Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth and things in heaven.
第十九节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Before I conclude,
当我结束之前
，Let me take you to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15。
我哋去睇睇哥罗西书第一章第十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15。
第一章第十五节。
And he, that is Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子就是耶稣基督，是那不能看见之神的像，是首先的，在一切被造的以先。
Jesus is the image of God.
耶稣就是亚伟神的形象。
Adam was given the potential to become God's image.
亚当当神造他的时候，神是给了他一个的潜质，可以发展成为神的形象。
But he did not arrive.
但很可惜，他达不到。
But Jesus has developed to the full potential of becoming God's actual image.
但是耶稣基督，他完全可以发展到神实质的形象。
Jesus is the perfect image of God.
耶稣就是神完全的形象。
Jesus is unique.
耶稣基督是独一无二的。
But note the second sentence. Jesus is the firstborn of all creation.
第十三节的第二句呢，是首先的，在一切被造的以先。
So the creation here refers to the new creation, not the old.
这个讲的创造是讲到新的创造，不是讲旧的创造。
It is not referring to the material creation in Genesis.
不是讲到创世纪里面的物质的地的创造。
Because he says Jesus is the firstborn of all creation.
因为这个讲到耶稣就是一切创造之先，各位首位。
Adam was the firstborn of the old creation.
亚当呢是旧的创造，物质的创造第一位。
Jesus is not.
耶稣不是。
So this should prove here we are talking about the new creation, not the old.
因此呢，很明白，我是讲到的新的创造。
Firstborn of all creation means Jesus is part of the new creation.
耶稣基督是新创造的一部分。
Jesus is created.
耶稣是被创造。
Jesus is not the creator, by the way.
他不是创造主。
Of course not.
当然不是。
Firstborn also means Jesus is the eldest brother in a family.
当我们讲到他是首先的，在兄弟姊妹当中，他是第一，他是长子。
He was only the first of many brothers and sisters to be born after him.
新造人类里面呢，他有很多其他兄弟姊妹，属灵兄弟姊妹跟着他的。
Yahweh has appointed Jesus to be the leader of the new mankind.
神特别是选耶稣为新造里面那位的领袖。
Let me conclude.
我现在要结束。
In the excellent book written by Pastor Eric Cheng, The Only Perfect Man.
张启王牧师著作一本非常好的一本书，独一的完全人。
On page 158 in that book,
是158页。
I quote.
嗱，我咧就係去係從裏邊咧，我係讀出嚟。
When every child of God will ultimately bear Yahweh's image through following Jesus, we will finally radiate Yahweh's glory to the world, and all creation will be completed.
到時整個嘅新嘅創造咧。就会完成。
And then Yahweh will say, all is very good.
耶和神佢看佢就会讲啦，一切都系甚好。
Day 6 will be complete, and there will be celebration in day 7.
第六日佢就会完成啦。喺第七日咧，我哋会一切会庆祝。
The Shabbat day.
呢个就系安息日。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐嘅祷告。